Hi, and welcome to the Murray Valley Cricket Show. This is a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening on the field in the Murray Valley Cricket Association. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout summer.
FM 98.5, live and local sport on this Saturday morning. Murray Valley Cricket Show. Pretty big day in Murray Valley Cricket as I bring Anthony Holmes, the president of the Murray Valley Cricket Association, on the line. How are you, Anthony, on this Saturday morning?
Yeah, fantastic. We've got a beautiful day for the final today. So, yeah, excellent. No worries at all there with the game. Game should be a good one in all grades.
And, mate, we've got a new Guthrie medalist crowned on Wednesday night. No real secret. I think he was about $1.01 in, like, betting parlance. Not that you would bet on the cricket, of course, but Adam Di Secchio crowned the new Guthrie medalist.
Yeah, he won everything on the night. He actually won the batting average, the bowling average, the most valuable player, and the Guthrie medal. So, what a night for Adam Di Secchio. Yeah, he won by 6 votes over last year's winner, Riley Gow. So he polled 19 votes, and Riley Gow was second on 13 votes. So fantastic night for Adam Di Secchio, and he's just got to back it all up today in the final.
Yeah, of course, plays for Cobram, and he's captain of Cobram as well. And we'll talk about that final in a minute. But the road to get there, Anthony, last week, Cobram took on Denny Rhinos. Of course, they were last year's grand finalists, Cobram and Denny Rhinos. It was at the Cobram Showgrounds. The toss was won by Cobram, sent Denny in. Denny 9 for 134. In their 50 overs. Brad Todd making 62 in that middle order. Of course, his highest score was 173 earlier in the season against Toke. For Cobram, Tyson Baden 3 for 21. Jack Beasley of Cobram 3 for 39. The response, Cobram 3 for 135 in 25.4 overs. Got the runs pretty easily. Sean Downey ran out on 62 for Cobram at first drop. His high score this season's been 105 against Nephalia, and there really wasn't much to report on the Denny bowling.
No, that's right. They did it easy with that run chase. Sean Downey is in good form coming into the final, so which is exactly what Cobram were hoping. And he's a Cobram player from way back, went over to Numurkah for a few years, but he's never actually won a premiership with Cobram, so today's the day, hopefully, for him.
And, of course, in the other final last week, Catamatite booked their place in the grand final at the Caddy Rec against the Failure. Caddy won the toss and batted, 5 for 165 in their allotted 50 overs. Catamatite's Damien Cupio at first drop making 63. His highest was 80 not out against Toke earlier this season. And in the second half of this season, he's really put some runs together, Damien Cupio. Nephalia wicket takers, Edwin Conyers, the youngster, 2 for 30. Dale James, 2 for 11, who opens the bowling for Nephalia. Nephalia all out for 114, chasing that 165 in 38 overs. Sam Boyd opened, made 36 for Nephalia. And Harry Peterson with 5 for 22. It's the third time he's bagged 5 this season. And, of course, Kepler Lukey's 4 for 17 as well in that big win, Caddy over Nephalia.
Yeah, the two spinners for Catamatite. They're two young spinners. They're both only 15 years old, both of the boys there, and they've spun Catamatite into the finals today and final today. And Harry Peterson actually, 20 wickets for the year. Well, and with those five, another up to 25, and he took out the Murray Valley Cricket Rising Star Award for the year. So he's got a big future in front of him. He's a good little off-spinner for Catamatite, so yeah, hopefully he continues on in the future.
And today leads to the grand final. It's on at midday at the Cobram Showgrounds. Cobram, who finished first in the home and away, take on Catamatite in second. Cobram have been undefeated all year, but I will point out that so were Denny Rhinos against Cobram a year ago. And, of course, back on round 7 was actually the last time the two sides met. Cobram defeated Caddy on that occasion at Cobram. The round 15 match was rained out, unfortunately. So they've only met once this season. But boy, Cobram. They've got Manny Arda-Vella, who opens. Elizak Arda-Vella, who's averaged 49, just under 50, actually, with the bat this season. The now new reigning, of course, Guthrie medalist in Captain Adam DiSecchio, averaging 75 with the bat, averaging 7 with the ball. And then Katamatite, you've got the Lukey boys. And, of course, you've got Ashley Saunders as well, who's made 2 tonnes this season. Damien Cooper, though, who's had a really good second half to season 2021-2022. And Matthew Hodge, who's taken 18 wickets for Caddy this season as well.
Yeah, and also chucking James Irvine, the left-arm quick for Caddy. So, yeah, it should be a good game. Yeah, like you just said, there's a few Katamatite boys who are in good form coming into the final, so which hopefully they can put it right up to Cobram. But, yeah, Cobram's performance all year has been fantastic, so they're going to be hard to beat. But, yeah, Caddy are coming in with some form, so hopefully it's a real good game.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Like, to me, Katamatite, their bowlers in particular, could maybe upset them today. I think their bowling stocks, you know, they're really deep in that department.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, they've got, the quick left arm plus the swing bowler and Matthew Hodge, and then they follow up with a couple of very good young spinners, and, yeah, so they've got it all there, Katamatite and the bowling. Yeah, it's just that they rely heavily on, the likes of Ash Saunders and Damien Cupido to make runs for them, and even Captain Braden Beaton, he's been making a few runs himself, so... Yeah, look, it should be a good game. I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And, of course, the Cobram Showgrounds, what a terrific venue to host the grand final.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. You can sit around the ground anywhere underneath a willow tree or a peppercorn tree, whichever they are, and a beautiful shade, and you watch it in all good spots to watch the game. And I'm sure there'll be plenty there watching it, which will be good.
No worries, Anthony. Have you got any more for us on this Saturday morning?
Oh, just the other winners on Wednesday night. So like I said, Adam DiSecchio won the bowling 24 wickets at 6, the batting 302 runs at 75, won the Guthrie medal with 19 votes, and also won the most valuable player. So he scooped the pool in B grade. Brian Eddy from Cobram won the batting, 250 runs at 41. Bowling was Andrew Hogan from Cobram, 23 wickets at 5. Most valuable player was Zach Taylor-Nugent from Berrigan. But the big story out of the night was the Gemmell medal for the B grade. Best and fairest was a four-way tie between Zach Taylor-Nugent from Berrigan as well as Matt Ross from Berrigan, Chase Hardwich from Tokemall, and Andrew Erickson from Katamatite. So, yeah, all four of them got up to accept the Gemmell medal, which was a great effort. And then in the C grade, Adam Cook from Katunga won the batting. The bowling was Wayne Giblin from Cobram, and the Arthur and Christine Owen medal went to Bernie Kelly from Cobram. So they were the winners on the night, and a great night. The rising star was Harry Patterson from Katamatite, and the Mick Cleary Shield, which we unfortunately lost Mick early in the year, and that's for the best up and coming under 17 player. And Charlie Hillier from Deniliquid and also Matt Whelan from Berrigan won that, took that out, a joint win there. So, yeah, a great night, though. Fantastic night at the Tote Golf and Bowling Club. And, yeah, we look forward to all the finals today.
No worries, Anthony. We'll do it all again next week when we do the review of all the cricket action, particularly the grand final between Cobram and Katamatite.
Beautiful, mate. Look forward to it.
No worries. Good on you. That is Anthony Holmes, president of the Murray Valley Cricket Association, ahead of the big grand final today at the Cobram Showgrounds. Gets underway at midday between Cobram and Katamatite.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM, Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter. And tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.